I want to share something one of our clients posted in our private client group. It kind of rattled me. I think it'll rattle you as well, but in a good way. Hey, welcome to the Healthpreneur Show. I'm Uriel Kame, CEO and founder of Healthpreneur. You are listening to this because you are a health professional or coach who is committed and driven to growing a successful virtual practice or coaching business online. In these episodes, I'm going to give you the best of the best when it comes to marketing, sales, mindset, business growth in general to help you achieve those goals. So without any further ado, let's dive right in. What I'm about to share with you is exactly the mentality that winners possess. And this series is hashtag winning. So why I'm sharing this with you is because when a lot of people consider investing in coaching, education, their growth, what I hear a lot of is I got scammed, I got burned, and they point the finger more often than not. And what that tells me is two things. Either there's a lot of really, really bad coaches out there, which there might be, but let's just be honest as well. You know, value is an extraction game. So when someone comes into my ecosystem and I hear stuff like, I got burned, I got scammed, and it's like from this company, from this company, from this company, I'm like, please, bug spray repellent, stay away from me, because what's the common factor in all of those scenarios? You, individual person. And I want to share with you how this kind of fucked up mindset holds people back in life and the difference that winners have in terms of how they see life. So let's dive into this. So context, one of our clients was talking to a former client of ours who's no longer in our coaching program. And he said, recently had a conversation with someone who's no longer in HPA. And I must say it rattled me somewhat, not about the program or the coaching, but about individual perceptions. And so then he shared a bunch of his takeaways. So first one was, if we leave the program blaming it for our lack of success, what have we learned? How have we grown? How does this serve us? And then who or what will you blame next? And I'm like, this, I mean, just that statement, that question alone is so friggin' mature. If you do something and you blame and criticize and say like, I got scammed, what have you learned? You learned nothing, right? Where the finger goes, so does the control, so does the power. As soon as you blame others, you've completely lost all sense of self-ownership, right? And you now play the victim in this world, and victims never win, right? So think about this. Like, here's what's interesting. Here's something to consider. As you know, I didn't invest in any coaching for the first 3 years of my business, and I struggled. And then I invested starting in 2010. And since 2010 till this present day, I've invested more than $1.3 million in my coaching. I don't know if you've ever heard me talk about how I got scammed from a coaching program. Have I mentioned that ever in any of these videos? There was one instance, if you recall, somewhere back, I talked about a $60,000 speaking mastermind I was a part of a couple of years ago, and I don't think it was a good experience, but I didn't say I got scammed because I made the most of that experience, even though it wasn't the best. So how is it possible that I could invest more than $1 million in coaching, masterminds, and mentorship and programs and never use the word I got scammed, whereas someone else invests $5,000 to $10,000 and now they're jaded for the rest of their life because that one experience wasn't all it was cracked up to be? What I want to propose to you is that it's you, the individual, and how you show up in this world that determines whether or not you got scammed. Now, I'm not passing the buck and deferring responsibility from that business or from that education, that coaching business, for instance, because yeah, like they have to do a good job. And yes, there are some people out there that should not be teaching business or anything because they actually haven't done it. And I 100% agree with that. But I want, like, the purpose of this video is for you to be a grown adult who does not deal with adult baby syndrome, ABS, as I call it. You're a grown adult, which means you have to find ways to make the most out of the situation, whether that's, you know, a 5K, like, recently someone was like, yeah, like I invested $10,000 in this program and I got scammed and I'm still having a really tough time getting over it. I'm like, fuck off, like grow up, really? You dropped $300,000 to go to medicine school, like naturopathic school or whatever, and you drop $10,000 on a coaching program to build your business skills because you have none of them, and you complain about that and not the fucked up education system that has kept you in debt all these years? That's just a fucked up mindset. And there's gonna be some F-bombs in this video, just straight up, okay? This stuff gets me riled up. The education system in general is a disaster, yet we don't even consider pointing the finger at, you know, saying, I'm scammed by the education system. I got a piece of paper on the wall and it's done nothing for me. No one ever says that. But they'll spend the rest of their life in student debt, living day to day, paying fucking interest and payments back to a school that didn't scam them. And now I understand, like, you build technical skills and all that kind of stuff going through school, but the reality is, like, you invest $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 to build your business skills. How is that a scam? It's only a scam if you don't understand how to show up, if you don't understand how to extract value. I don't care if it's the worst program on the world. I don't care if they give you templates with fill in the blanks. There is gold in there. You have to find it. And if you're sitting back and expecting them to tell you exactly what to do, then again, take the pacifier out of your mouth and put on your big boy pants. Okay, and this is going to be a hard-hitting video for some of you. And I don't care, because I care about you and your success, and I can give a shit about your stories. I really don't care about them. Okay, I've heard all the stories. Your situation is not that unique. You're such an asshole. Cool, maybe I am. But I'm an asshole who cares about your success, not about your stories. Okay, second thing he says, I'm 100% responsible for my success. Yuri or none of the amazing coaches can make my business a success. It's all on me. Congratulations, right? That's a big boy type of mentality. Number three, if things aren't going well, it's up to me to figure it out by drawing on the expertise of the coaches in this program, not expecting them to fix it for me. Again, great job on being an adult. Four, showing up on the calls is important, but more importantly is determining what I am taking away from the calls and how I am integrating the information to make myself, my program stronger. You starting to see a pattern here? How do I have to show up as a client, as a business owner, as a person? Five, stepping into my weaknesses and being vulnerable is a huge part of my growth. Over the years, I've been very arrogant with an I'll figure it out myself approach. I was the same way, right? It's not helped me. Through HBA, I've learned, and I'm learning to ask for help, recognize I have lots to learn. Okay? I've mentioned this before. The most successful people I've ever met in my life and I surround myself with, they all have one, I mean, they have a lot of stuff in common. But one of the things is they understand, they're almost self-deprecating. They think they're idiots, like, you know, tongue in cheek. They understand they don't know everything. And they're like making, you know, $2 million a month. And like, I don't really know if I'm doing this properly. Like, what am I missing? They're very humble and they're very coachable. The people who make absolutely nothing are the ones who think they have it all figured out. Interesting. Okay, number six, being happy for the success of others, but not comparing my journey to theirs. It's a big one. I'm starting this thing from scratch, so my journey will necessarily be different than someone who comes into HBA with a huge following, years of experience, blah, blah, blah. I'm building it as I go under the wise counsel of the experts here, including those with successful and struggling businesses. Okay. So again, like this client's talking about the fact that like he's on a journey, right? And it's his journey. He's not going to compare himself to other people, although it's inspiring to learn from others. Number seven, I'm all about investing in myself at insert age. I've got two good decades more to serve and change individual lives and by extension, positively affects humanity. I'm in it for the long haul and have conviction in the process. So this is another thing I talk a lot about is when you lengthen your time horizon, you don't lose. Like if you're expecting your business to go from $0 to $1 million in a month, you're crazy. Okay, it's not going to happen. Especially if you have no assets to start with. But if you say, well, 0 to 1 million in 2-3 years, yeah, that's definitely possible with the right type of vehicle. What does the next 10 to 20 years look like, right? As soon as you lengthen your time horizon, everything changes. Like how can you be disappointed? Because expectations lead to frustration. And I share this first and foremost. Like I spend a lot of my time emotionally frustrated because I set expectations that aren't met. And that's for me to work on, right? And when you lengthen the time horizon, I'm not saying lower your standards. I'm saying lengthen the time horizon because business is it's a marathon that never ends. It's not a 100-meter sprint. It's just a marathon. And there's no finish line until you die or you decide to quit and go make lattes at Starbucks, which why would you do that, right? You've got people to serve. You've got the world to help. So really lengthening that time horizon. Actually, I had another client in our kind of lower level coaching program. And she was asking the question, like, I have to make money in the next 3 months, but I don't have a lot of time. And I've got a baby coming in the summer. What do you recommend? And I asked her, I'm like, do you want to hear the truth? or do you want me to tell you what you want to hear? And she's like, no, tell me the truth. And I said, okay, cool, buckle up. You have no social following, you have no business, you have no business experience, and you have no assets. So here's what you're going to do every single day for the next 3 months is you can't do the minimum. You can't do the minimum and expect the maximum. You can't say, I have no money and I have no time. And if you do, then what are you doing with your time? Like making $5 an hour? If you're in a position where you have to make money or else, then the conditions need to be eradicated. Well, like, I mean, I have to make money, but I can only work between like 7 and 8:30 in the morning. I'm like, well, cool. You're not going to make what you want to make. It's a good foundation. But if I were your shoes, here's what I would do. I would wake up in the morning and I would work until I couldn't work anymore. End of story, and rinse and repeat the next day. But Yuri, that sounds like a lot of work. Well, so does not having any money. Which one do you want? Because one of them is going to keep you there forever. The other one is going to move you in a direction of a bigger future.
Hey, hope you're enjoying the show so far. Just popping in real quick to let you know that I am on Instagram. If we're not connected yet on the good old IG, hit me up. I'm at Healthpreneur, not any of the other fake accounts, but just at Healthpreneur. Be sure to follow me on Instagram and send me a DM, letting me know how you like the show or really anything else you need help with to grow your virtual health practice or coaching business online. So once again, that's at Healthpreneur on Instagram. In the meantime, let's get back to the show.
Choose your hard. Take the pacifier out of your mouth, put on your big boy pants, and do the fucking work, okay? So you can't have both. You either have a lot of time and no money, or you have more money and a little bit less time. So this is what I'm talking about. It's like you have to be realistic with what it takes to win in life and in business. The easiest analogy I can give you is if you want to get in better shape, if you want to build better, muscles, whatever, do you honestly think you're going to do a couple workouts and your body's going to transform? No, it's not going to. Your business is the same. Your business is not going to transform by you putting in 30 minutes a day. And here's the thing is like your situation, and I'm talking to you on the other side of this camera. And again, like this is part of how I coach. And if you don't like this, that's okay. But I can promise you, you're not going to get where you want to go. And you're going to stay in a very comfortable, okay life. And anything that I'm saying here that rubs you the wrong way is totally okay. It's totally okay. Just understand that I'm not going to change my tune to appease your emotions. And if this is really starting to rattle you, I can promise you that we would probably not be a good fit working together, because I will never lie to you and I will only tell you the truth. My form of compassion is understanding what you're going through and then not really caring about too much about it, because it's like, cool, we can stay in that story or we can actually do something about it. So I'm here to help you get action, to take action, to create solutions to your situation. And kind of sitting in the pity of like, I was scammed, this didn't work out, it doesn't serve you. It's like saying I was in a bad relationship, therefore every other person I'm ever going to meet in my life is the same. How does that serve you? What are you learning other than being jaded for the rest of your life? It doesn't serve you unless you really get a lot of validation from being in that stuck, shitty energy. So when I talk about like, take the pacifier out of your mouth, put on your big boy pants, I'm telling you the reality is like, I've got 4 young kids. It's the same thing working with adults. It's the same thing. We have not learned the lessons of personal responsibility. We continue to look around like, I'm telling you, my kids are like, yeah, like, well, so Oscar was playing video games when he shouldn't. I was like constantly throwing each other under the bus, blaming other people for what's not working for them. And the biggest thing I try to get my kids to understand is like, guys, it's always your fault, right? It's your responsibility. You're fighting with your brothers and you got hurt and therefore it's their fault. I'm like, what do you think you could have done to avoid that from happening? Nothing. They did it to me. I'm like, here's an idea. Maybe you could turn around and walk away. And I share this because I would say the vast majority of adults that I've worked with over the years have the same type of mentality, is we fundamentally haven't grown up to achieve any level of success. And that's the biggest reason. Like, and this is the thing I want you to understand this. Like, when you ask questions like, oh, like I got to talk to your other clients to see what they've done in terms of results, it has zero impact on you, because you can be a fucking train wreck. What does their results have to do with you? Or you can be a friggin' superstar, a winner. What do their results have to do with you? It has nothing to do with them. I will never, give out my clients' phone numbers and contact information. I don't even want to validate the question, because the fact that you asked the question, I want to understand where's the doubt coming from in the first place. I have 20 years track record in business. What do you have, right? Track record helping other clients, but maybe not the business. So like, I get it. We're all looking for social proof. Every frigging third or fourth post we see is from another coach or expert claiming they're going to save our business, whatever. I get it. When you have 1,000 options, you have none. And when you're confused, you look to follow the herd. We look for social proof, for cues to say this is the right path. And if I take this path, I'm less likely to make the wrong decision. I understand that. I get it. But listen, the world is not going to be going back to how things were. In a world where you have more options and more confusion and less clarity than ever before, in a world of uncertainty, you have to be certain in yourself. That is your ticket to freedom. No one is going to save your business. No one's going to fix your problems. You have to take ownership of that, right? Like, I don't know how else to tell you this. That's why this whole fucking hashtag winning series was built, to help you grow from being a kid to an adult, metaphorically speaking. And if you're watching this and you're already that adult who has that winning mentality, it's amazing. Great job. You'll win no matter what you do in life. Doesn't matter if it's working with us. Doesn't matter if it's working with anyone else. You will win because that's who you are. Winners always find a way to win, and losers always find someone else to blame, right? Like, I love soccer, as you know, but it drives me crazy when, especially in Italy, because I watch a lot of Italian soccer. I'm like, when in the history of soccer has a referee changed his mind? I mean, now with VAR, maybe it's a little bit different, but you know, you have 10 guys swarming the referee because they lost the game because he failed to make one call. I'm like, are you guys like, you guys not understand you had 90 minutes to do something different and you guys shit the bed and therefore you're blaming the referee? Like, this is how this shows up. It's like, no, man, like in soccer as well as in life, you lose the game, you shake hands, you walk off the field, you look in the mirror and say, I played like shit. Or you lose the game, you walk off the field, you look in the mirror and you say, I did everything I possibly could to do well and win today and I still lost, but because of that, I won. And that's the fundamental difference, is if you know you could have done better and you didn't, that's on you. And the thing is, like, we can always do better if we're really honest with ourselves, right? Like, do I show up on every single coaching call in the mastermind that I'm a part of? No, I don't. Do I go through every single training? No, I don't. And let's say that I decided to leave it, which I've been part of it now for 6 years. I would never, ever say that I got scammed. Like, not, and it's been an amazing experience. But I would never, ever, 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 ever say like, oh, they didn't, like, I was waiting for them to fix my business and I didn't have enough one-on-one. Grow up, be resourceful, take the bull by the horns, fix your own problems and lean in. Don't expect someone else to give you an answer that you could otherwise find on Google. How do I record on PowerPoint? Ask Google, okay? If you ask better questions, you'll get better answers. And this is all part of growing up as an entrepreneur, becoming the real business owner you need to be. You can't just be a great practitioner and hope for your business to grow. It's not gonna happen. You've got amazing tactical skills, but your business skills might be here. But most importantly, it's not even the business skills, it's the mindset, it's the mentality, right? I look at a lot of our clients' numbers. We have a dashboard that allows us and allows them to track their progress with their business. And I was reviewing one of them yesterday, 893% return on investment. And this client's like, yeah, I mean, my opt-in page is not doing too well. I'm like, you have a 9-to-1 ROI. Like, where on the planet, what other investment on the planet will give you that in 6 weeks? You're putting a dollar in and you're making 9 in return. And you're worried about an opt-in page that's okay, yeah, it could be optimized, but what if it's working just fine, right? And so it's understand, I'm like, my question to you, client, is why is there not a 0 added to your ad spend? If you have a 9-to-1 ROI, why not just go crazy with your ad spend and break your business to the next constraint, which is, I'm not gonna have enough calls. I'm not gonna be able to take on enough calls. I don't have enough energy or time left. I can't take on that many clients. And again, most of us will simply move to the pain line and then we retreat. I was had a conversation with a couple of buddies of mine the other week, and it's like, they're looking at, it's very interesting, because we come up with stories and excuses for why we don't want to grow. We say, it's not all about the money. It's not all like this. And it's like, well, I understand it's not all about the money, right? But I think a lot of us are very growth and contribution oriented. So if we get to a ceiling or a pain line that we feel that we're bumping up against, what a lot of people do is they say, I'm actually looking to sell the business. I'm looking to get out of this and do something different, as opposed to penetrating through the pain line by growing as an individual. It's hard. If I'm being honest with you, the first 2 months of 2024 have been the hardest of my life. I haven't shared this, obviously, publicly, but there's been a lot of stuff going on behind the scenes in our business, which have been very, very challenging for me. And it's been, I mean, probably other than when I first started and I was making no money, it's been like that up until now. Obviously, there's been ups and downs, but these past 2 months have been really, really hard for me. And the difference now is the perspective I have. I don't look at this as the end of the world. I'm not freaking out. I don't lose sleep. And yeah, like, yeah, sure, there's nights where I'm like, you know, thinking about stuff. But the difference now is like, man, how blessed am I to have these problems? How cool is it that I get to deal with this shit and grow through the pain line to become a better version of myself, to become a better entrepreneur, to recognize my own fucking shortcomings and fix them once and for all? Otherwise, if I say, this is hard, fuck it, I'm not doing this anymore, and I start something else, guess what's going to happen? I'm going to come right back up to the same point in another venture, and that same pain line is going to be there until I grow through it. And it's the same thing that happens in relationships. We go from one relationship to another without fixing our own shit. And then the same things happen in every single relationship because we haven't taken ownership of the growth we need to have. So all of this to sum up, the theme of this video is taking 100% responsibility for your life, for your results, taking the pacifier out of your mouth, putting on your big boy pants, and just doing what you need to do to move forward. As soon as you start blaming other people, you give away all of your control. You give away all of your power, and that leaves you powerless. And if you're powerless, then you put on the hat of a victim, and victims do not win. But we, my friend, are winners. So if you've enjoyed this, you know what to do. Hit that subscribe button. I don't know what's coming up next, but I'm sure you'll like it if you've enjoyed this one as well. Thanks so much for tuning in today. I'll see you in the next one.
If you want to make money online, don't just expect people to show up and hand their money to you. In this video of hashtag winning, I'm going to share the number one skill you have to develop as a health expert or coach if you actually want to make money online this year and into the future. Hey, thanks for hanging out with me in today's episode. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have, here's what I'd love for you to do next, is if you're not already subscribed to The Healthpreneur Show, go ahead and hit that button wherever you're listening to this to make sure you do not miss a single episode coming your way. And while you're at it, why not leave a rating or review? It would mean a lot to me. And here's why. Because I lay in bed awake at night wondering, are you enjoying this show? Do you get a lot of value out of this? And I never really know until I hear from you. All kidding aside, I would really appreciate a rating or review because, as you know, the more people know about this show, the more people we can help. And your ratings and reviews make a huge difference. So thanks for hanging out with me once again, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.